Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of the Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when you're running on fumes, like a hamster on a wheel just going through the motions? We've all been there, right? Life can get pretty hectic. Between work, relationships, trying to keep up with the Joneses, it's exhausting. But here's the thing. Taking care of your mental health isn't selfish. It's essential. It's like that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly giving out without refueling yourself, you're going to burn out eventually. And nobody wants that, right? Today we're diving deep into the world of self-care and why it's absolutely crucial for maintaining good mental health. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Self-care sounds like a fluffy spa day kind of thing. While getting a massage or taking a relaxing bath can be fantastic, self-care is much more than just bubble baths and face masks. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you prioritize your well-being and become your own mental health superhero. 1. Listen to your body. Ever feel like your energy is zapped? Or maybe you get headaches or muscle tension more often than not. These are your body's subtle cries for attention. It's telling you that something isn't quite right and it needs some TLC. Pay attention to those signals. If you're feeling drained, take a break. If you're stressed, try some deep breathing exercises or go for a walk in nature. Your body is incredibly wise. Trust its cues. 2. Fuel yourself. Right. Remember that saying, you are what you eat. Well, it holds true for your mental health too. Ditch the processed junk and opt for nourishing foods that fuel your brain. Think fruits, veggies, whole grains. Those give you sustained energy and support good cognitive function. Don't underestimate the power of a balanced diet. 3. Move your body. Exercise isn't just about sculpting those muscles. It's a phenomenal stress reliever and mood booster. It releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that leave you feeling happy and energized. Whether it's a brisk walk, a dance session in your living room, or hitting the gym, find something you enjoy and get moving. 4. Prioritize sleep. Sleep is like the reset button for your brain. When you're well rested, you can think more clearly, handle stress better, and even make healthier choices. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Ditch the screens an hour before bed, read a book, take a warm bath, anything that helps you wind down. 5. Make time for joy. Life is too short to be serious all the time. Schedule in activities that bring you genuine joy, whether it's painting, playing music, spending time with loved ones, or simply curling up with a good book. These moments of pure happiness replenish your spirit and keep you feeling balanced. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You wake up on a Monday morning feeling energized and ready to tackle the day. Your mind is clear, you're focused, and you actually feel excited about the week ahead. That, my friends, is the power of self-care. It's not about being perfect. It's about making small, intentional choices that add up to big results. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Jake, this all sounds great, but how do I actually fit it into my busy schedule? I get it. Life can be a whirlwind, but even just 15 minutes of dedicated self-care each day can make a world of difference. Maybe that means taking a quick walk outside during your lunch break, listening to a calming meditation app before bed, or simply journaling for a few minutes to clear your head. The key is to start small and build from there. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's an investment in your well-being, and it's worth every single minute. So go ahead, treat yourself, you deserve it. All right, everyone, that's it for today's episode of The Dopamine Declutter. I hope this has inspired you to prioritize your mental health and start incorporating more self-care into your daily routine. Remember, small changes can lead to big results. Share your thoughts with me on social media. I'd love to hear how you're taking care of yourselves. And until next time, keep decluttering that dopamine and chasing those good vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.